Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The city of Knoxville is working with the Grand Theater Foundation to help bring movies back to Knoxville. How are they helping and why? Let's go in depth with Harold Stewart, Knoxville City Manager, and Dylan Morse with the Grand Theater Foundation. Well, it was a pretty exciting city council meeting. The city has really stepped up, the council stepped up to help the Grand Theater. Could you tell us a little bit about the city's vision with this, Harold?
Yeah, we discussed it last night at a special council meeting preceding our regular council meeting. I provided a recommendation to the council that we look at the movie theater as an economic development piece to the puzzle as far as the downtown. Obviously, the city council has put a lot of emphasis on the downtown in recent years. And I wouldn't even say just the city council. I think the community as a whole has placed an emphasis on the downtown for the recent years. That's why we're spending $3.3 million on downtown infrastructure and streetscape project. We're trying to rebuild the vitality of the downtown. And as I communicated with the council last night, this is not a conundrum unique to the city of Knoxville. This has happened all over the United States, in particular in rural communities, as they try to repurpose and revitalize their downtowns. And how do you do that? In addition, we're not unique when it comes to the movie theater issue. As Hollywood makes this transition from the old real films to the new age digital, you can Google the issue and find multiple theaters throughout the country that are closing because they just can't afford to make that transition. And so it becomes an issue of, this is a major economic development anchor for the downtown that brings energy and traffic to the downtown area. Now, you can talk to any of the downtown business owners, and I'm sure any of them can give you a story of how their foot traffic through their door has changed since the movie theater closed and how they would love to see it open again. And that's ultimately what we're looking at. And so what we talked about last night with the council was, we had our opportunity to acquire the building and do something different with it, and we elected at that time to see if the private sector could come forward with a solution that would work. And take care of that rather than us stepping in at this time, or at that time, I should say. And fortunately, there's been a lot of grassroots efforts organized, and they've made a lot of progress and raising a lot of funds and doing a lot of work. And so I think it's worked out the way that we as the council and the city staff have envisioned that working, and it just needs a little bit more support to get over that hump to get to the finish line. So I don't want this conversation to be confused with our recent conversation with the sprinkler system. That's a code issue. And so I think the action of the council last night was more in the effect of recognizing that this is an economic development piece and repurposing a building downtown, revitalizing a major key building downtown, more than it is about the sprinkler system issue. And so if for whatever reason that the movie theater progress was to stop and to fail at this point, what do we do with that building? It's designed as a movie theater. The main level is set up for, stadium-style seating to the back. I mean, it's not like you can just come in and quickly repurpose that for another use. And there's an advantage of having a movie theater in a community as a quality of life asset, et cetera, et cetera. And so I think ultimately what the council came down to the decision last night was that this was a worthwhile economic development project for the community and for the downtown area. We recognize that that the movie theater progress was at a critical point regarding its success or failure, and we wanted to help get it over the hump and get it to the finish line. And so the council last night did approve what I will call a match grant to the group, that basically any funds raised between December 1st of this year to December 1st of next year, the city will match dollar for dollar. So we'll double anybody's money that they're putting into it, up to a cap of $90,000. That came from, there needing to be $180,000 needed to finish the project, as we've been communicated to. And we wanted to help them get to the end, get to the finish line. And so that's why we did the match. So should the community and other entities step forward to come up with that additional $90,000, then the city will match that with the other $90,000, and they should have $180,000 at the end of the day to finish the project. And we should have a open and nice asset in our downtown that will provide a vitality to our downtown and to our community. I think that's ultimately what the council recognized last night, and I'm definitely appreciative of their support in moving forward with this. I think it'll be a key piece and a source of pride for the community here for the foreseeable future.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Harold Stewart and Dylan Morse. You've put a lot of work into this. The entire foundation board has put a lot of work into it. What was your immediate reaction last night when you heard this, Dylan?
We went out for drinks afterwards. We had to celebrate. It was a big night for us. It was exciting in a couple different ways. It was exciting, you know, being involved in the project and seeing where we were, seeing that light at the end of the tunnel, but not necessarily knowing how we were going to navigate to the end of the tunnel. This was a huge step forward for us and a big motivator and momentum builder for us. But then, as Harold has said too, on the economic development side, I mean, there's been a lot of progress in town the last few years, last several years. You know, we've had Weiler come to town. We've had some new businesses pop up, some existing businesses grow, and the city's done some really kind of progressive, outside-the-box sort of things to encourage a lot of that. We've got the SMID district downtown, which contributes to facade renovation and things like that, so that existing businesses in our core can beautify themselves and, you know, bring themselves up to par really with what people expect from their downtown experience. We've done some of the franchise fee type things, which are going to boost economic development efforts now and into the future. And now they've taken kind of this different take on how to support the theater, which is a really smart move from the city's perspective. It's a really good way for them to buy into the project, to support the project, but to do it in a way, we went in and asked for $180,000. You know, they're going to come in less than that, which is the responsible thing to do. But again, it's a motivating factor for everybody else. If you know you can double your money, double your gift without having to do anything else, that's pretty cool. So I don't know. It was really cool for me on the theater board, for all of us on the theater board. And then again, as a taxpayer, to see, you know, some of our dollars going to work on a project that we know is going to have immediate benefits for the entire town and for the county, really.
Well, and based upon tax laws, et cetera, mm-hmm. that $100 somebody invests or $10,000 mm-hmm. or whatever, it's not just doubled. I mean, mm-hmm. there's an additional return from the tax write-off too, correct?
Yeah, definitely. And that's something that they can talk over with their CPA or their attorney or anything like that, especially with the end of the year coming. That's going to be a really nice kind of cherry on top of the whole thing. You can contribute to something that's got a real benefit to your town that you are going to see benefit from, and you can lower your tax burden at the end of the year with the same stroke of the pen. The same check does double duty, so it's really a big thing. It's a big thing. It's been a big project. We've put in a lot of work. All the local businesses, the contractors, the volunteers have been fantastic. All of our donors, we can't thank enough. But now we've got this big boost here that's really going to put us over the top. That's going to finish the project.
It's going to finish it.
It's going to finish the project. We've already this morning, we've had three or four new PayPal donations on our website, grandtheaterknoxville.org. Which we see some activity there from time to time as people from out of town kind of want to contribute. But when it hit the web this morning, the news of the council's decision last night, people were immediately on it and had donated because they know that their $50 donation or their $100 donation or their $1,000 donation is now double. So, I mean, that's really cool.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Harold Stewart and Dylan Morse.
The city is going to match dollar per dollar, but the payout isn't going to be immediate, is it?
Well, we'll have to have some fiscal responsibility in here, and it's hard to say. We're getting ready to go right into the budget process, so it's a good time of year for us to talk about this and figure this out. But ultimately, in the worst case scenario, if for whatever reason the city determines that we can't pay it all out in 1 year, probably what we do is probably a 3-year agreement that we would pay that money out. And, so 3 years, $30,000 a year. But eventually the city would make the full contribution. And from my perspective, it also gives an opportunity for people to show their support for the project because they really get to determine how much the city invests in it. And so the city really gets to determine how much the city puts into it by how much they donate. And so if they put the full $90,000 in there, then we match the $90,000, or if they put $50,000 in there, we match $50,000. But our hope and our goal really is that they get the $90,000 raise. Our full hope and intent is that they raise that, and that this gets them to the finish line and gets it open and gets it operating.
Well, and as I was thinking about this coming over to talk with you, it's not like this is a gift from the city to the board. This is an investment that you see, that the city will see a return on, correct?
Right. I mean, we're going to see the return on one, we're going to have a building that's downtown that is currently empty, be repurposed, revitalized, become active again. We'll see the return with the return of some economic vitality of the downtown. You know, with people coming downtown and coming to see a movie, stopping at a restaurant for some food, hopefully maybe stopping in a shop and buying something. Hopefully they're buying ice cream in the summer and, you know, those types of things. I think it's going to be a quality of life piece that the community is going to take pride in their community again, in the community of Knoxville, that we can set our minds to things and take on a task that's difficult and maybe in some cases complicated, and we can see that through. And we're making progress, and we're moving forward. And I think that'll be a big boost, hopefully, to the community's confidence on our ability to make projects like this work and happen.
Well, it's interesting. The way the city has approached it is sort of like, if I remember correctly, the Vision Iowa grants. There has to be a major commitment by the public beforehand to show their dedication to the project, just like the Sprint Car Hall of Fame project. Mm-hmm. But the city has done their due diligence in seeing that the community is really behind that before getting ahead of the game and investing in something that may not have succeeded without the public being demonstrably invested.
And I think we recognize that there already is a lot of support and a lot of energy towards it. I think what we're trying to do is make sure that support is there to actually finish it this time. I mean, we're almost there. We have a little bit to go. It's kind of stalled out and kind of hit a wall, so to speak. And so if the city can come in and help get it over that hump and get it to the end, then I think it's a win for everybody.
Well, this is just about the perfect timing, too. It coincidentally, this interview is taking place on Giving Tuesday.
Really? Oh, good.
It's Giving Tuesday.
Good.
And before the end of the year, this, you know, the tax situation that you just described, I mean, like, in the next 3.5 weeks, a lot could happen that would benefit the community and the people that are donating.
A lot could happen, yeah. And we're set up to, I mean, we've got a brokerage account established, so if people wanted to donate appreciated stock so they don't take the tax hit on that appreciated stock, they can do that. If people wanted to donate real estate, they can do that. If people wanted to donate cars or grain or soybeans or whatever, they can do that. We're ready and able to take donations in whatever manner people are able to give donations. And we're able to put it to work right away to really make a difference in the project. As Harold had said, it kind of, you know, when we started having the sprinkler discussion, it was the natural thing to do for people to have some kind of concern or some hesitancy about it. You know, where does this leave things, all of that. It had slowed the intake, I guess, of donations when we started having that conversation, when we had some firm footing on which to stand when the decision had been made that, yes, this is how we're moving forward. People had picked it up again. I mean, it wasn't a project that, you know, people wanted to see flounder and die. It was going to happen, but it was happening, you know, at a different pace than it had been. You know, we built tremendous momentum over the summer with those huge donations from the Marion County Community Foundation, from 3M, from Weiler. You know, I mean, it was one after the other. We were in the news all the time, on the radio all the time, and it had slowed somewhat from then. So I think there was this perception that there wasn't much going on at the theater, that we were kind of complacent or just letting it sit there without making big changes or big moves. And that's not the case. There was a lot happening behind the scenes with, you know, figuring out what we were going to do with code. There was a lot happening in terms of our infrastructure at the theater. We had a 100-foot crane in the middle of Robinson Street putting our furnace and AC units on the roof. There's been a lot going on, and there's been a lot of people really digging in and buying into the project to make it happen. And this is further evidence of that. So really, really neat.
All right, so let's put it in real numbers that people can understand. And you've given me this figure before. Mm-hmm. How many Facebook followers does the theater have?
As of this morning, we had 1,844 Facebook followers, which is $48 and something cents per Facebook follower. It's $12.33 for everybody in Knoxville. It's the price of a movie ticket in Des Moines to have a movie theater in Knoxville. I thought that was a really neat coincidence. So, I mean, it's doable. You don't have to step up with $90,000. You don't have to step in with $10,000. You can step in with $50 and do your part and get it done. And, I mean, that's what's so awesome about it. And, you know, your $12 donation becomes $24 now. Your $50 donation becomes $100 now. So, I mean, it's really going to add up. It's really going to make a difference. And we're really pleased that the city saw the benefits of the project and stepped in this way. It was really, really cool.
I've just got to say, hear you say that again. The price of a movie ticket once mm-hmm. in Des Moines, mm-hmm. if everybody in Knoxville mm-hmm. paid that,
yeah. mm-hmm.
we'd have a theater here.
$12.33 a piece. We can have a theater in Knoxville again, which makes it seem really, really achievable because, you know, we hear that from everybody. He said, oh, I went to the movie at Sheraton, or I went to the movie at Indianola or Oskaloosa, and I ran into six people from Knoxville there. Like, we know people are still getting their movies, so we know they're paying for movie tickets. If they pay for one movie ticket here, we've got a theater. Piece of cake.
Thanks to Harold Stewart and Dylan Morris for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.